Let's get to some Oregon baseball. The new head coach, certainly familiar with both the program and the conference, been an assistant here, also Arizona. The past three seasons, the head coach at Purdue. We welcome in Mark Wasikowski. Coach, how's life treating you?
Wow, it's been moving fast, but I can't complain a bit. What a ride.
It sure is. You know, I'm always curious about the process. You've worked, as I've mentioned, among other places, Florida, Arizona, Eugene, Purdue, back here. You're married. You have kids. I ask coaches this very often when they first get to town. What's that conversation like with your family? Like, are we ready to relocate again? Do you have kind of a traditional approach? Or at a certain point, they just get the nature of your business is to be on the move?
Well, I think the wife ends up saying yes. She just gets it. I think the second part is the kids and the family, and I think that it depends on the age of the kids, because if they're just little tots, of course, they don't know. And then, mine are both. I've got a freshman in high school next year and a senior in high school next year, both girls that, you know, they've got relationships established in another place, and I think you really need to have some discussions regarding that, because, boy, it gets tougher as they get older. Let's put it that way. So, it's exciting, though. It's obviously a place that's not unfamiliar to us, and they grew up here for 5 years of their life, and so for that, you know, this is, there's some comfort when we return to the Valley.
Now, it's always a unique situation. And I mentioned, obviously, you come here for Purdue, Big Ten country. Strong tradition of football, you know, from Bob Greasy to Drew Brees. Basketball, you think of Gene Cady, Dawg Robinson, now doing well under Matt Painter. If we polled Boilermaker fans, would they side with the university being more of a football school, a basketball school, or kind of an even split?
No, what it is, it's clear. It's a basketball school, and it's, you know, they got a football coach in there right now named Jeff Brohm that's trying to turn it into a football school, and he's got a Heisman candidate guy out there now. So, you know, but no, I mean, it's the state of Indiana. It's you know, it's basketball country, and it's no different at Purdue, that's for sure.
Well, I kind of thought that, but I needed an insider to verify it. all right, I have one last completely ridiculous question. As a coach who's moved around a lot, when you accept a job with a new school, especially, you know, a color scheme from black and gold, what do you and your family do with the previous program's gear and apparel?
Have a garage sale. You know, that's what you do. You have a garage sale, and you've got tons of friends. And, you know, I mean, for me, luckily, it's not been a situation where when we're leaving jobs, it's a deal where, you know, you're being shown the door and getting kicked out of there. You know, so luckily that the opportunities that my family and I have been able to have been stuff where we're leaving on good terms. And so that always helps, because, you know, I can even tell you this much. At my last job at Purdue, we still on football Saturdays had duck gear on out there, because we were just such it means so much to us, and you couldn't take that away from us. So we definitely didn't get rid of our duck stuff when we went to Purdue.
That's awesome. Talking with the Oregon baseball coach, Mark Wasikowski, I saw during your introductory press conference and a quote I read online that you have a pretty serious read on those who work so hard to return baseball here. How important is it that you, as the face of the program, kind of understand the history and what a sport means to the fans, the administration, and the students of a particular university?
Well, I think it's a tremendous advantage. I think it's real value as well, because if I was coming in from the outside, boy, it would take me forever to figure out who the key people are. And at the end of the day, you only have so many hours, and right now the number of hours need to be spent on the recruiting and the development of a championship program. And so to really start trying to learn who's who of an area, who's who of the faces and history of a program, that really is time consuming. I can tell you that firsthand, because when I walked into Purdue, I had no idea. I was walking into Big Ten country, and, you know, I mean, other than the fact that I knew a lot of the scouts in that region from recruiting players, boy, it was a time consuming process for me to try to learn the who's who of just that region and the history of the program. Coming back and knowing who those people are is a tremendous advantage.
Now, obviously, you're following a Hall of Fame coach and a guy with just a stellar reputation for the kind of man he is. Everybody loves Coach Horton, yet his on-field success somewhat limited. So when you look at this baseball program, what are the factors, maybe the assets, that make you confident that this team can upgrade, contend in conference for the NCAAs, and, of course, the ultimate goal, Omaha?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, the bottom line is the administration going to be there and back you to where they give you the stuff that you need to be able to compete with the people that are doing it at the best? And the answer to that is yes. You know, do you have the facilities that can help develop these student-athletes at the highest level? The answer is yes. You know, and if you've got those two commitments, there shouldn't be anything that gets in your way. The next piece is just, can you recruit good enough student-athletes that are going to give you the ability to go toe-to-toe with the best people in college baseball? That's the next box that needs to get checked. And to be honest with you, the only way that that gets checked is through really hard work and time on the road and development. And, well, I've already got a lot of the connections developed, which is great. The bottom line, though, is just to go toe-to-toe and sitting in the stands to where those families can see that you're at their son's games as the head coach at the University of Oregon, and you're sitting next to hopefully just assistants out there, but I know today's game, it's a lot of head coaches that are sitting out there as well. So you got to be really visible and work your tail off in recruiting, and that's something that I embrace.
Talking Duck Baseball with Coach Wozniakowski. During your time here, I know you were recruiting coordinator, kind of the overseer of the offense, and we hear about philosophies, be it station to station or, you know, old school Earl Weaver, wait for the three-run homer. Do you have a preference as far as the style of offense you like, or do you look at the skill set of your hitters and maybe gear it towards that?
Well, you got to play to your personnel, yes, but the bottom line is that when you recruit the personnel that you're recruiting and the guys that you want to get, what it looks like for me is more of a hybrid. You know, I want three guys that can really, really run, three guys that can defend, and three guys that can hit the ball out of ballpark and show up with some strength. And so 3-3-3 is something that is my mission. And so bottom line is those three guys that can hit the ball out of the ballpark, it can't be a 150 hitter that runs into 10 balls a year out of the park. I mean, those guys got to be able to contribute with some serious production. But still, I think that lends to a more of a complete balance. And then on top of it, man, you know, what I really want to do is I really want to have an offense that's at the top of the conference in stolen bases, doubles, and triples, because that's the excitement of the game. You know what? Whether P.K. Park's going to yield a lot of home runs or not, and I personally think that it will when you recruit the right personnel and you put them in the weight room and get them strong. But I want to excite the fans with speed. I want to excite the fans with stolen bases, doubles, and triples, and things of this nature. And, you know, it's up to us to teach it good and get the athletes that can do those things.
You know, I was reading your bio from a few years back. I learned in the late 90s you coached in a college wood bat league, which I found interesting. And every once in a while you hear the talk, you know, the college game is now such a substantial pipeline to the majors. That is that something that's discussed among you and your peers and colleagues? Is there any talk of reconsidering, I guess, the ping and going to wood bats at the college level? And is that something you would favor or not?
Well, I'm in love with the wood bat. I think it's awesome, you know, and I want to use it all fall with our athletes. I think it's great for the pro scouts in the area to where they can see our kids swinging wood all fall long. I think it's great for the kids. They can develop man hand strength and forearms and what it takes to be able to get that object through the zone and supply force to that baseball. You know, I think it's great. And if they're going to go into the big leagues and play, big league baseball or minor league baseball, it's a great time for them to get used to it. They use it in the summer leagues. They use it in the Cape, which is where all the kids want to play. And so I'd be a huge advocate of it. Steve, I just don't think it's probably going to go away right quick. There's too much invested unfortunately, with the ping. there's too much invested, though, in terms of bat companies and stuff like that. And there probably is some logic to the cost factor in that. I'm not privy to that information, but I don't think it's going away anytime soon. And right now it is what it is. And so I'm going to use some wood during the fall and put it in the hands of my guys for the scouts. And then we're going to use what they allow us to use and hopefully that's good enough.
Okay, interesting. I was really curious about that. One question to wrap. So obviously you just got here, although I have a vision of you on the plane researching and watching film of the guys you're going to be coaching. From what you've been able to learn over this short period of time, when you look at this lineup and look at the pitching staff that's coming back, what do you see as the strengths of the players that you actually know will be Ducks next year?
Well, and to be honest with you, that's probably the thing that I haven't spent a whole heck of a lot of time with is the stat sheet. And I'm really, for me, I'll look at the stat sheet, and I know there's some guys on this club that I'm familiar with, you know, the Gabe Matthews of the world, who's got a chance to really hit the ball a long ways. You know, you got an injury situation that really crippled the club, I'm sure, at some point last year with Kenyon Jovan, especially on the mound, and he can hit too. You got a kid named A.J. Miller who can really hit the baseball a long way, and from what I see on the stat sheet, that didn't happen at the liking of probably the coaching staff or A.J. And, you know, amongst others, you know, there's pieces here clearly that I'll get more and more familiar with. You know, you got a 5-2 guy in Johnny DeLuca that clearly didn't have the offensive output that he would like to have, and just that shows on the previous year's stat sheet. I don't know the reasons why, and to be honest with you, Steve, I probably don't care so much about him. I just look at it and I say, all right, well, the bottom line is that I'm here, and we need to get the personnel that we need to get the personnel to get to Omaha, and these kids on this roster, I'm sure, have some good in them, and it's up to me and my staff to get it out of them.
Folks, he's the head baseball coach of your Oregon Ducks. You can also follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Waz4412. Coach, congrats on the new gig. Welcome back to town. And obviously, I look forward to chatting you up as we move forward. But, hey, thanks so much for the time for joining us today.
Hey, I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks a bunch. Go Ducks.
All right. Have a good one.